as I have said, was one of this class, one which I was almost bound to come across sooner or later because of my singular hobby. The wild youth of the metropolis call me facetiously the King of Clubs. They also call me the Cherub, in allusion to the roseate and youthful appearance I have presented in my declining years. I only hope the spirits in the better world have as good dinners as I have. But the finding of the Club of Queer Trades has one very curious thing about it. The most curious thing about it is that it was not discovered by me. It was discovered by my friend, Basil Grant, a stargazer, a mystic, and a man who scarcely stirred out of his attic. Very few people knew anything of Basil, not because he was in the least unsociable. For if a man out of the street had walked into his rooms, he would have kept him talking till morning. Few people knew him because, like all poets, he could do without them. He welcomed a human face as he might welcome a sudden blend of colour in a sunset, but he no more felt the need of going out to parties than he felt the need of altering the sunset clouds. He lived in a queer and comfortable garret in the roofs of Lambeth. He was surrounded by a chaos of things that were in odd contrast